For more than a decade, he has been telling the stories of his neighborhood, stories that perhaps the rest of us were missing. Paul Nguyen grew up in the Jane and Finch neighborhood, the son of Vietnamese boat people. In 2004, he started the website janefinch.com. It is, in many ways, a community broadcaster. It's a digital library. It gives local residents a chance to be heard. In 2012, Paul was honored for that work with a Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal. And on Friday, he'll be back in Ottawa to receive a Meritorious Service Medal from the Governor General, David Johnston, at Rideau Hall. Paul Nguyen is with me in studio now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Nice to see you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When you tell people in the city that you are from Jane and Finch, what do they say?
I get two responses. Some people... they kind of try to search for something positive to say. So I don't want them to feel forced, but other people who are outsiders typically say, oh, you know, isn't that a dangerous place? Isn't it like the Wild Wild West? It's like some sort of cartoon image they have in their head. But I tell them, you know, you got it all wrong, and if you want to learn more, just come down to the area.
What happens when people come down to the area?
Well, I've brought some people to the main intersection, Jane and Finch.
It's an intersection.
It's literally just an intersection. Yeah. There's nothing happening there. I bring people down, they're like, wow, it's boring here. It's just people coming back and forth, going to work, taking the bus, a lot of cars going through, a lot of traffic. There's nothing going on.
And then they perhaps meet people, they go further into the community.
Well, I show them at the mall or the strip plaza, and then you see like there's like, you know, an Indian restaurant or beside a Vietnamese restaurant, beside a Jamaican joint. So it's like we have this multitude of cultures, and it's all like right next door to each other.
Why did you, way back when, start JaneandFinch.com?
You know, as a young man, I was just Googling Jane Finch because I heard about it in the news, and it's always in media reports. And I thought maybe someone started something, maybe somewhere back then. And then I realized, wow, there's no resource. So why don't I just be the first guy to kind of start off like a small, modest webpage and just talk about the Jane Finch that I know.
What do you think you have done in this? We've spoken to you a number of times. Other people have as well, obviously. What do you think you have done in terms of changing the image of not just an intersection, but the community that's around that intersection?
Now, I wouldn't take full credit for changing the image. I think, you know, I was using my website as a platform for the young people that live there, and they were the ones to help shape the image, telling their own stories, and not just having outsiders tell the story, but having people who live there tell their own stories.
Why is that so important?
It's important because you get to see the truth, the reality, an unfiltered view, and someone who lives there underground who sees things, they can tell you from their own life experience how growing up Jane Finch is really like.
So give me an example of that, or give the city an example of that, for people who have that image of an intersection that, as you say, is the Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. Well, if you go there, you see a lot of high-rise buildings. And in the summertime, what people don't know is when I was a kid, you know, we'd play at the bottom of a building, and people on the balconies would throw over freezies or popsicles or toys. So that's kind of a cool sight. You know, in the wintertime, we have a lot of hills in Jane Finch, and people go tobogganing. Or sometimes, you know, when there's no snow, in the summertime, we take the tricycles or the bikes, and we go down the hill. So it's like a really fun neighborhood growing up there.
Is the site for people who don't live in the community, or is it for people who do live in the community?
The site's for everyone. So for people who live there and for people who don't live there. And we also have visitors internationally. They might have heard of Jane Finch somehow, somewhere. You know, I even worked with a researcher recently from the Netherlands, and they're doing a study about diversity. And she called me up, and they wanted to have a look at Jane and Finch because it was a kind of a model of diversity. So I was like, wow, even people internationally are, like, recognizing us. But Jane and Finch is a cool place, and I just want everyone to come visit at least once.
But if you have, as you said, on one side, people who are able to tell their stories, but then the wider city is able to consume those stories. What can that do if people who've never been to the neighborhood, if people who have never gone, they only hear about it in the news, they only hear about it in the headline, if they can hear those real stories, what does it do?
Well, the point is we're trying to raise awareness, break down those stereotypes, and have people understand, you know, Jane Finch is a part of the city of Toronto. We're neighbors. You know, we work together, we play together, so we should get to know each other and get rid of that fear, that misconception, and all, you know, live together happily ever after.
Do you run the risk of sugarcoating a neighborhood? Because every neighborhood has its drama and has its issues. And people would say, well, if you're just telling those good stories, then you might be erasing some of the other things that are going on.
And that's the thing. We don't tell only the good stories. We tell the good, the bad, and the ugly. And what my website does is we address the issues in an unfiltered, unbiased view. So we deal with, you know, there's gun shootings or victims of, you know, violence, and we have all of them speak on the website. So it's not just Care Bears and Rainbows.
You came into the studio to talk in part about that, but also when you came in, before we went to air, you dropped in my lap this picture book. Tell me about the photos that are in this book and why you brought this in this morning.
Well, I brought you the photo book to show you the proof that, you know, there was a man in my life, you know, that helped my family when my parents came over from Vietnam. And his name is Robert Sargent. And we call him Uncle Bob. Or right. In Vietnamese, it's called Ong Bop. And basically, he was a guy in Toronto, and he took a lot of young Vietnamese men and women under his wing and helped them kind of just adjust the Canadian life. You know, had their first Christmas. You know, in the photo album, you see Christmas tree, a white dude, and surrounded by a bunch of Vietnamese guys. And this is like 1980s, early 80s. So I wanted to show you that to show that this is what Canada's about. It's multicultural. It's about welcoming new people, you know, and just, you know, joining together as one people.
In that context, what does what's happening in the city right now around Syrian refugees say to you, it mean to you?
You know, it does, especially for the Vietnamese community, it reminds them of the past, of, you know, like just escaping a terrible situation and just trying to start a new life here in Canada. And also, you know, I hear rumblings, you know, on the streets, some people have this fear of the incoming Syrians. They have all these misguided, misconfounded, whatever. And I wanted to just break that down and just say, you know what, the Vietnamese community is an example. Came here with nothing, and now they built up, and they're contributing greatly to the community. And I'm sure the Syrian people are going to do the exact same thing, and we have to do our part to welcome them here.
And you wonder who the Uncle Bob is going to be for some Syrian family that settles here. The mayor was here in the last half hour talking about what's going on, these signs that say Syrians welcome, refugees welcome here. There is this outpouring of support from people from one end of the city to the other who seem to want to get involved in this. Could there be that Uncle Bob there?
I'm sure there will be. I'm hoping maybe I could be one like him and follow in his footsteps.
You're involved in this?
You know, I heard that there's going to be a few moving into the area, but, you know, once I meet them, you know, I want to show them around and, you know, just help them, expose them to the city and how there's so much in Toronto has to offer.
What is the award that you're going to get from the Governor General this Friday? What does that mean to you, the recognition for the work that you not have done, but that you continue to do?
Well, the award is called the Meritorious Service Medal. To me, you know, it's just an object. It's a piece of metal with fabric, you know, it's a ribbon, whatever. But for me, it makes a direct connection from, you know, Ottawa to Jane and Finch. And when I get that medal, I can walk around Jane and Finch and show it to all my friends so they can see that, you know what, you're not limited by just your geographical neighborhood or area, that there's things you can do outside of the neighborhood and you can do so much more. And to show that, you know, a kid from Jane and Finch can do whatever you put your mind to.
You know that I'm a huge fan of the work that you do, and this award is well-deserved. Congratulations.
Great. Thanks a lot.
It's
Matt.
Great to see you, as always. Paul Nguyen, the founder of JaneFinch.com. On Friday, he will be in Ottawa receiving the Meritorious Service Medal from the Governor General, David Johnston.